Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. All Things Covered with your two favorite podcast hosts, Pat Peterson, Bryant McFadden. Yes, sir. It's a great day to be alive. So let's take advantage of it, Pat P. There's a lot to talk about. But on this episode, we will be recapping a wild away slash home game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because it felt like a home game out west against the Los Angeles Rams. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to really be optimistic about moving forward. And we will highlight all of that in this episode. But before we do so, there's some information we would like to give you guys. For all the Pittsburgh Steelers fans that will be in the Pittsburgh area this Saturday before the Jacksonville Jaguar game, make sure you guys find a way to go out to the Greater Pittsburgh Sports Complex, tseshop.com, for pre-sale sales, for autographs. Yours truly, Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, and Cole Holcomb will be there in attendance, signing memorabilia, cards, the whole shebang. But if there's some opportunities for you to pre-sale, if you like to pre-sale some tickets, make sure you go to tseshop.com for any pre-sale options. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Once again, Greater Pittsburgh Sports Complex. Outstanding event, getting you guys ready and fired up for this big game for the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Jacksonville Jaguars. See us? No. Don't meet us there. Beat us there. Pat P, you will be signing. You got your, you right-handed, right?
I am right-handed.
Okay. So Pat P is right-handed, and he will be giving away three home tickets. Pat P, first and foremost, you had a bye week. Guys came off the bye week looking extremely, energized. How was your bye week? How was your first bye week as a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Man, my bye week was great, man. I had the opportunity to hang out with the wife. It was her birthday, so went on a nice little vacation with some sun, a little beach. But yeah, it was much needed. Wish it was a little bit later in the season, but it is what it is. Now we're back to the gridiron. Ready to roll.
So, Pat P, being around the game for such a long time, you've had an opportunity to be around different coaches. The thing about Mike Tomlin, he's like the Andy Reid in regards to coming off of a bye week. So for all our bettors out there that love to partake in gambling, that was some information you guys should have utilized to benefit you. Because off bye weeks, Mike Tomlin is now 13-4 in his career, right? 13-4 and coming off a bye, we saw – you guys, even though you might not know about this, you guys were underdogs in this particular ball game. You didn't need the points. You covered the money line easily. But give us some insights into what you picked up on with Mike Tomlin with the extra week of prep coming off a bye week that made you guys so prepared against the Rams.
I guess just the way coach attacked bye weeks, having an opportunity, not only trying to get ahead, but reevaluating ourselves, seeing how we can be better and become better as a team moving forward, just pretty much doing a lot of self-evaluation, seeing how we can, be in better positions and come out, with better ways to make plays, and then also have an opportunity, an extra week, essentially looking at the team we're about to play. You know, so having an extra week to look at an opponent for coach, I guess the proof is in the pudding. It's almost like a cheat code. But he just does a great job of making sure that we're in position, you know, best as possible. You know, that we're paying attention to the division of labor, you know, things that they like to do on a down in and down out basis. You know, so, you know, just having an opportunity to just have that extra week for the most part, in my opinion, because coach is just a football junkie. He just loves football so much. And just having a week to not play football and to just watch your opponent just give us, I guess, that extra edge.
And the numbers don't lie. Like I said, he is 13-4. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, they have the best record after a bye week since 2007. Pittsburgh at 13-4, all under Mike Tomlin. The Ravens are 12-4, and the Colts are 12-4 also. You know, you've been a Pittsburgh Steeler for some weeks now, so I'm pretty sure you're kind of comfortable. You acclimated to the new environment. But how did it feel for you to have a home game on the road? Because from afar as a fan, man, SoFi was filled with terrible towels. SoFi was filled with Steeler apparel. But how did it feel for you once again to have that same love that you guys had the last time you went out west when you played against the Raiders?
Man, I'm telling you, it's nothing like when you have your fan base travel with you on the road and making it hard for the home team to hear their snap count and trying to get off plays in critical situations, especially in that fourth quarter. It just seemed like we was at the home in our backyard, because our fans and the Terrible Towers just completely took over that game in the fourth quarter. And it's just a beautiful thing to see, man. And as a defense, you always know, you know, your fans are kind of like your 12th man, no matter where you go. You know what I mean? They're gonna heckle the offense in any way that they can, home or away. So they're kind of like, I'm not trying to steal, obviously, Seattle's mojo with their 12th man, but they definitely make their presence felt. No matter where we're suiting it up at.
So, you know, prior to you participating in one meaningful game with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would kind of give you insights about what to expect with the fan base, especially on road games. Has it lived up? Has everything that I gave you in regards to, you know, just what to look for, has it lived up to the hype that I was selling you in regards to road games?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, like now, I can't even go downstairs like I used to in my past, like my other team, you know, because all the Steeler fans are staying at our hotel. They're in the lobby. It's almost like it's a concert everywhere we go. You know what I mean? Everywhere we go, we got Steeler fans out the yin yang, man. I'm telling you, man, it's just so beautiful to see as a team, to see your fans showing up on the road, you know, rain, sleep, or snow. It just give us that extra motivation that we may need going into that game.
And I'll tell you this much, if you think you're seeing or experiencing some fandemonium right now, let you guys keep winning. let y'all keep winning. You know, right now y'all trying to figure things out, 4-2. But if y'all mess around and keep winning and getting to the postseason with a lot of hype, you're going to feel like a rock star for real, like you part of the Beatles or somebody like that, or the Jackson 5. You can't go nowhere. Right. You're gonna be, so mess around and keep winning. Yeah, mess around and keep winning, man. Y'all gonna have some Swifties around there. Shots out to Taylor Swift, by the way. Hey. So you talk about one thing that I love, and I'll say this, you know, having Deontay Johnson was huge, right? But, you know, you being around Deontay, savvy route runner, what does it mean to have him finally back in the offense?
Just give us another weapon that we can rely on, that we know that can get open in any coverage, zone coverage. You can find the open areas and man coverage. You can create the separation, you know, so it just gave Kenny, you know, another weapon to go to, you know, in those crunch time situations, because, you know, obviously with him being down, a lot of the attention was going to GP. And now yesterday, as we all saw, you know, third down, first down with a little play action, deep comebacks, crossers. Now it just added another element to our offense, which I believe made us better yesterday. I thought that we had an opportunity to sustain some drives, move the ball up and down the field, especially when we needed it. And it's going to be, I'm excited to see Deontay back in the lineup because, you know, now the offense look like, you know, that they can move the ball, you know, successfully when he's on the field, because he's definitely a threat that has to pull that safety out now. You know, now you can't just, you know, stat the box and just double GP. Now you have to account for DJ, and now it's an extra body that's pulled out of the body. Now that may be able to open up Najee a little bit more, open up the run game a little bit more. Even Pat, when he gets back, it's just going to make that offense, in my opinion, that much more lethal when all of those guys are on the field.
And I hope the appreciation meter for Deontay goes up, because our fans, you know, have been extremely critical of Deontay sometimes with drops, and it happens. But this is a guy who can play football. I love him as a route runner. I think he's the most skillful route runner we have, and he's another playmaker to the offense. And also, too, one thing that I was excited to see was the offense not being consistent, stagnant. You know, that's been a calling card for the offense. It's been extremely stagnant, not going anywhere. It's like a car, no gas. You can't even crank it up. But they crunk up, right? And I think having another weapon like Deontay helps our offense in totality, and it also helps Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett against the Rams, that was his best ball game so far this season. Disagree or agree with me? Hit us up in our comment section there on YouTube. But I think that was the best ball game that we saw from Kenny Pickett. He looked comfortable. He was going through his progressions. He wasn't rattled. He wasn't trying to avoid the pocket, get out of the pocket as fast as we've seen in weeks past. He was actually patient in the pocket. And because of that, he was very, very efficient. So we can kind of keep that going, as Mike Tomlin says, and his Tomlinism, make routine plays routinely. Those are routine things that we need to see done in a routine way, consistently. If he continues to do that along with having healthy set of pass catchers, get Pat back eventually, I mean, the car's going to be moving now. You know what I mean? It's not going to be driving the speed limit. It's time to go past the speed limit. And that's my hopes for our offense as we continue to grow and, most importantly, get healthy. One thing about your game, you've been around the game for such a long time. This is year 13 for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You've seen a lot of pass catchers. Yep. And right now with the Rams, even though you guys are not in a division, you know that organization extremely well. Right, played against Cooper Kupp, you know, when your time when AZ, you know, Sean McVay, but they got a new little weapon out there in Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
And most people felt like he was just a one-dimensional type guy. I said Puka Nacua is a football player that happens to play the wide receiver position. What were your thoughts of, you know, finally getting a chance to see the young rookie up close and personal, and what type of player he is? And number one, his feet work is phenomenal. That sideline catch.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think it was Levi and Mika.
Me can't hit him. Yeah, that was an unbelievable catch. But having an opportunity to see Puka up close in person, you know, I was impressed. You know, he is one of those Cooper. He reminded me of a young Cooper Kupp, honestly, but just a bigger frame, and maybe. I don't know what Cooper came out, but on the field, it seemed like he was a little faster than Cooper.
Really?
His rookie year, in my opinion. Yeah. It just seemed like he was. But he's a polished receiver, man. Like I said, he's a guy that can run routes. He's just not a one-trick pony. He can run those slants, those whip routes, those dig routes, which is like a, you know, 10 to 12-yard in-breaking route. You know, as you saw, he ran a go ball. You know, owners out of a stack. You know, so he's a guy that he's definitely putting his name in the hat, you know, very, very early to be a receiver to look out for moving forward. You know, so I was impressed. I definitely was impressed with his game, how he handled himself, and how he carried himself on the field as well. He didn't play like a rookie. You know, it didn't seem like he was a rookie with some of the things that he was doing and how the game just seems to come so easy to him.
Yeah. Like I said, he's a football player, man. And I love those type of guys, you know, guys that are football player. And he went to the right situation with the creativity of Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Right. The opportunity that presented itself when Cooper Kupp was not in the lineup, and then having an experienced quarterback in Matthew Stafford. What others. There's no better situation, I think, for a young wide receiver. You know what I mean? Agree. And they use him to the same fashion that they use Cooper Kupp, and now both guys are back. And that's a talented team. That's a team, boy. They stay healthy, they can make a playoff run, which is super surprising with everything they've been dealt with personnel wise, injury wise. And they're just a team that fight extremely hard. So that's why, you know, I feel like that was a huge win for you guys, you know, going into that ball game on the road, even though it was like a home atmosphere, because that's a really, really good team. Defensively, JP Jr., Joey Porter Jr. had his highest snap count of his career. And partly because of how they utilize you. Mm-hmm. We talked on the phone briefly after the game. Yeah, you already know. I don't miss anything. You gonna call me, Tom? Man, you see, I see everything. You already know. I saw you had on new cleats, by the way. I was surprised to see you had on the dunks.
Yeah, man.
What prompted the dunks? Because you know, usually you keep the same old faithful old black or the all whites. But I saw you had new cleats, so you know I don't miss none. What brought up the new dunks you wore? You Sunday.
Those were the Jordan Air Force.
The Jordan ones.
Yeah, those were.
I thought they were the dunks. My bad.
Yeah, I was practicing in all black joints. I was feeling really good in them. I was like, man, I think I'm gonna sport these Sunday, man. But you know, I got like three pair, but I was rocking all black in practice because I was probably gonna wear those. But then I had all three next to the uni. I said, yeah, the Panda joints that's the play today. It just looks so clean with the uniform. It was just like a twinkle in my eye when I put it down to the uniform. I was like, yeah, these right here are definitely a go.
Yeah, it hit you. That was a great selection. I would have taken that as well. But let's talk about the movement Coach Austin implemented in your game plan. You was outside corner, inside corner. I saw you in the post, you know, as a safety. Talk about the movement that they were able to put you in throughout that ball game. And is that something that we should expect to see moving forward? Because clearly Joey Porter Jr. is a guy who's gotten better with more reps. He needs to be on the football field, but also too having the flexibility to move different guys around like yourself, that helps the entire defense. So tell us how was that for you? Because I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the first time in your career you played so many different positions in one game, right?
Yeah, and blitz that many times in one game.
I saw you blitz. I'm gonna need you to give me a swim move on the back at some point in time.
Hey,
you have to do Pat P. You had to stay.
I know. If you go back and look at the film, I know when I look back at the tape, I couldn't have gave him a swim move because obviously I'm outside. Only thing I could have done better was shut it down because the back, you know, obviously when you blitz, you got to know what the back and the quarterback, you know, the relation of the back. In the quarterback, and the back was just too close to the quarterback for me to spin move him.
Then you blitz twice,
full rusher, huh?
Then you have two blitzes.
Sure, I had like four of them.
You have, yeah. It was one. I remember you could have set him up and tried to hit him with a swim.
That was the one late in the game. That was the one I was talking about. That I felt like his relations to the quarterback was a little too close, so I wanted to pull him. Because I was going to be too high, because Matthew had already hit his fifth or his third step because he was in the shotgun.
Yeah.
So he had already hit his third step. So he saw me already. So if he wouldn't have saw me, I probably would have hit him with a swim move. But I thought my bull rush would work, but obviously it didn't. But I got you. I got some moves in the up under my sleeve.
You're going to have to stay at the practice and work on your blitz move. You might have to get with TJ. Get with them guys who rush the pass all the time.
Hey, Matt, I'm already in the lab, man.
Hey, but yeah, but is that something that we should expect to see?
Oh, yeah, back to your original question. I mean, that was a plan all along, you know, for me to come here.
You said that. You did say that. I remember offseason, yep.
So that was a plan all along for me to be kind of like that joker. You know, when Joey's on the field, have an opportunity to move inside, have an opportunity to play a little safety and certain personnels, being the nickel in certain situations, being the corner, even in certain situations, being the right corner in certain situations. I played right corner yesterday as well. You know, I played right corner, nickel, left corner, a little safety. You know, so it was fun. And I had opportunity to tell Coach T.A. after the game, and it was fun getting the opportunity to play as many different positions that I did on the football field, because now I feel like I'm a part of the game now. You know, I'm just not just guarding one guy, running behind one guy. Now I can really you know, try to set the quarterback up throughout the course of the game versus just playing corner when I just have one guy. It's hard for me to disguise certain things, you know. So now I feel like I really make quarterbacks work when they see me in certain spots that they haven't really seen me before.
And he almost threw you one in the deep post too.
I know, man. He tried to look that same. That was a route. I don't know if you can go back and look at it. That was a route that Cooper Kupp scored, well, got that critical first down on. He no-looked the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to do the same thing, but he tried to get – I think that was Puka he tried to throw it to on that one.
Yeah.
But that's one of their favorite concepts, and we haven't ran that play, that defensive call, all game.
Mm.
And we started noticing how they was attacking us. It was like, you know, we got a perfect call for them. Bam, let's put it on them right now.
Yeah. And talking about perfect calls, coming out after halftime, needing a spark,
mm-hmm.
perfect call, TJ Watt in coverage, just the vision, the route recognition, being ball aware. Take us through that play. That looked like, was that tight Wilmy six? Do y'all still run that?
Nah, that was...
Was that a quarters coverage?
Actually, that was six.
Okay. That was six because
when he was dropping. We got him. That division of labor, man. Understand the formation structure of the offense will talk to you. Understand where people are in certain situations and you will understand what you're getting.
That sounds like Mike Tomlin.
Cooper Kupp at number three.
Uh-huh.
You got to get him on a mismatch with an op route. Gotcha.
No question. Hey, and that's the thing, like just the hands that TJ just played, catching all that, you know, because, you know, most defenders would probably drop that.
Right.
For us at that Not moment, TJ. They had momentum. That play snatched all the momentum away from the Rams, gave mm-hmm. the offense great field position to score, and we scored. That was huge.
Yeah, that was big. That was, in my opinion, the turning point of the game for us as a team. I felt like once they went down and scored again, but I felt like once we got an opportunity to take that, you know, 1-point lead at that time in the game, because like you said, they went down and scored right before half, in my opinion, was a fluky touchdown. And then, you know.
What happened on that play?
I just think, honestly, I don't know what happened. I feel like Matt just threw up a prayer.
He did. He actually was trying to throw it to Cooper. He wasn't. He wasn't throwing the tutu.
Oh, I know. That's why I said that.
He was trying to throw it to Cooper.
So I don't know. Obviously, what happened? You know, because I thought the ball was coming to me. I didn't even know tutu and Levi was even over there. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking I'm about to get me like a little because he had my he ran the seven, so I really couldn't get my right arm around. So I was just gonna go for the easy back down.
Yeah.
And as I'm doing this, I heard, oop. I'm like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, oop, just didn't catch this. Next thing you know, I see Tutu celebrating in the end zone. So I was just at all. I'm like, where the heck did he come from? Because I know Coop was the inside guy. Tutu was the outside guy. We was in, you know, I don't want to say what coverage we was in, but we was in the man-to-man coverage.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm guarding a seven. And I'm thinking the ball coming to me because I'm thinking that's, you know, the only
receiver.
Yeah, only receiver in that area. Because if you think of the concept, the only thing that you can think of is, you know, a drive seven or, you know, dagger seven. Like number one receiver is typically not down the field when that number two is running that seven route. So that's why I was like, what the heck did he come from? Yeah. But yeah, that happened on that play, the fluky touchdown. Then, like you said, they end up kind of having some momentum. We come out of halftime, first play, snatch that back briefly. They end up scoring again. I don't know if it was the next drive or the drive after that. And they didn't see the end zone again.
Man, that was huge, man. The fluke play that happened right before half, mm-hmm. They scored. They got the ball back out of halftime with momentum, and you take it right away from them. That was huge, man. TJ Watt, and I'm tired of all these football talking heads keep trying to build up every other defender when they have a great week in regards to the defensive player of the year. You know, early in the year was Michael Parsons, right? Then, you know, you talk about Bosa in San Francisco, and now it's Myles Garrett. I don't know why they keep overlooking 90 for the Pittsburgh Steelers? I do not know. Myles Garrett had a heck of a ball game yesterday against the Browns. No question, he did. But we're talking about just the consistency of being involved in big plays. Yeah. Either TJ is scoring touchdowns, creating fumbles, recovering fumbles,
getting hurries,
creating turnover opportunities for other guys. But everybody keep wanting to overlook this man. You know what I think it is? I think it's TJ Watt boredom. I think they're bored because they've seen it so much that it's not really a big deal. Like that play that we just talked about was a defining moment for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, it really was.
It was a defining moment. And he has been a part of so many defining moments for the defense. You know how in college football, when you talk about a player that wins the Heisman Award, they have a Heisman moment.
Right.
That kind of catapults them into that position to win. TJ has had multiple Heisman-like moments as a defender and why he should be the favorite to be the defensive player of the year. But now, every other week, if somebody have a big game, no knock on Myles Garrett. He's a great defender. He had a great game. But just talk about the consistency in which TJ has been involved in big plays. Myles Garrett is not dropping in coverage, picking quarterbacks off.
No.
No. He's not doing that. I'm not saying he's not capable, but he's not utilized like that. TJ Watt is not a liability in coverage. He's an asset. Right. He's an asset as a run defender, as a pass rusher, as a playmaker. Heck, up until that point, TJ was our best offensive player as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He had about 30-something yards on that.
I feel some type of way because I keep hearing all these other defenders getting thrown in front of TJ. And I'm like, come on, man. Why y'all keep forgetting 90? Like, come on. What are we doing, man? But great play by TJ. Great execution by the entire defense. And I'll tell you this much. The defense forced, I don't know if you knew this, the defense forced a season low in completion percentage for Matthew Stafford on Sunday. He completed 48% of his passes. Thanks. Yes. That's huge, Pat P.
No doubt about it.
Whatever theme or storyline you guys were doing in regards to disguises and executing, man, keep that going because, as you know, Matthew Stafford is a heck of a player, and he came out and had some issues against your defense. So, Pat P., before we let you go, clearly we got to tap into the preview of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Another team that's playing some hot football, got to get that preview going for our fans. Also talk about the atmosphere because you guys are back at home. Haven't been at home for quite some time in a few weeks. So it should be a packed house once again against a playoff caliber team in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBSSports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBSSports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
We're back. All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, Jaguars preview this Sunday. That's the next ball game, October 29th, this Sunday, 1 p.m. in Pittsburgh. The Jacksonville Jaguars, man, have been slowly gaining a lot of positive traction, playing some inspired football. I know you haven't really got all the way involved into this prep, but I can tell you, just me watching the Jacksonville Jaguars and talking about them, Travis Etienne in the red zone, he finds the offense. Christian Kirk is their number one wide receiver. I understand they have Calvin Ridley. You can't overlook Calvin Ridley because he is that type of guy. Broward County guy, by the way, Pat P. I know you know that. 9-5. But right now, Christian Kirk is acting like the number one guy. And Evan Engram is the number two pass catcher.
Yeah.
They love Evan Engram.
Big boy.
Getting him involved. Defensively, Josh Allen, the DN, not the quarterback, has been a terror. It's a contract year, so you know he's putting forth his best effort. I mean, he's been doing a phenomenal job. And, you know, they started off 1-2. Currently, I think they're 4-2 right now. Playing across the country definitely helped them, but I mean, they won back-to-back games in London over the Falcons and the Bills, not taking a bye week, then beating the Colts and the Saints. This will be your first game against Trevor Lawrence, man. So, yeah. You know, he's been kind of up and down a little bit, but he's starting to find his groove a little bit. But what sort of juices do you have when you face a young, you know, quarterback for the first time?
I don't really have no juices. You know, I'm just excited to have an opportunity to play against the next generation of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a pleasure to play against the next generation because, you know, I'm going to be on the couch talking to my boys, giving the opportunity to talk about how it was, you know, going up against, you know, Trevor, Lamar, you know, Patty Mahomes, the list goes on, you know, so it's always a pleasure to see, you know, that the next generation is in good hands, you know. So I had an opportunity, like you said, you know, haven't really got into game planning against Jacksonville just yet, but I had an opportunity to watch those guys last week, Thursday night against the Saints. And like you said, man, ETN is going to find that end zone in the red zone. Christian. It does look like their number one guy, moving him a little bit everywhere, slot, X, and the Z receiver. And their defense is very, very aggressive. You know, I had an opportunity to play in that style of defense, you know, early on in my career, the Todd Bowles system. We're going to have our hands full on both sides of the ball because, you know, the offense is very creative. And their defense is very, very aggressive, you know. So we're going to have to make sure that we're on our P's and Q's at all times going into this ball game, because this is, like you talked about as well, it's a very hot football team that's rolling on a high wave right now, you know, behind their quarterback, behind their defense, you know. So they're feeling really, really good about themselves coming into this game.
Yeah, and, you know, you guys will be underdogs. Does that bother you any when – you know, you like last week, you were underdog against the Rams. You know, does that fuel any extra motivation for you when you at home playing against a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars and people feel like you guys are the underdogs?
As Coach Mike Tomlin would say, we do not care, you know, because at the end of the day, the other team is preparing just like we're preparing, and the game got to be played. Right? Yeah. Can't no AI, no computer tell anybody who's the better team. The team that's preparing that week got to go out there and put forth their best effort to win the ball game.
No question.
Hey. So I never really looked at no underdog or, you know, the list or any of that stuff when it's time for us to play, because I feel like we're going to win every game we suit up and play.
Exactly. You know, a lot of fans think otherwise. I remember when we played in the Super Bowl against Arizona and a lot of fans were mad because we didn't cover. I said, cover. I said, we won. What are you talking about? Right. What are you talking about? Cover what? The ultimate goal was to win by however. If it's a half a point, we won. Covering.
We did cover. Like,
what?
We covered the W,
baby. I get the logic. I get the thought process because, you know, I gamble, you know, on football games. So
But that's what players. I call a gamble.
Yeah. But for us as players, you know, we just want to win.
Yeah.
No such thing as style points, because if you beat somebody by 40, only count as one win.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. So no question. You know, I guess, you know, some people feel like, well, you guys are underdog. You should be motivated. No, I mean, you should be motivated regardless. If you're a favorite,
I'm trying to win every game.
You should be
every game we suit up and play for.
So it's prediction time for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jacksonville. I feel like this is going to be an offensive explosion for our offense. I feel it. I'm calling for Kenny Pickett to throw for at least 300 yards, to have two touchdowns, two total touchdowns. It could be one rushing, one passing. Calling for the Steelers to score at least 28 points. So I go 29-20, Pittsburgh. That's what I'm calling for.
Man, where do you be getting all these weird ass numbers from? Like, how the heck are we gonna get 29?
What you mean? It's crazy. What's gonna happen is you're gonna score 14, right? You're gonna kick a field goal.
Okay, 17. Right?
That's 17.
Yeah, you need 12 more points.
You need 12 more points. You're gonna score a touchdown, you're gonna miss the extra point.
Hey man, we don't want to miss no field goals.
Well, that's how you're gonna get to 29, Pat P. I don't need to tell you. You just asked me a question. Why are you mad at me?
We don't want to miss no extra points, no field goals. Can you add it up and say that we got a safety or something? Can that happen that way?
My mind was already triggered to a mixed extra point. My mind was already triggered.
Come on, man. Oh my God. Man, putting dirty laundry out there, man.
That ain't dirty. I said 29.
That's very dirty laundry.
29-20.
No, I don't like. I'm talking about the dirty laundry of missing the field goal, man. We don't want to
put extra that point. No, you're going to miss the extra point.
I don't care. That's still an attempt.
Okay.
We don't want to miss nothing.
So 17, you score. That's 23.
And we just say, all right, do this.
And three other field goals. 17,
we get a two-point conversion, and we score 10 from there. There you go. We're not a two-point conversion. We get a safety.
29 points. Kenny Pickett at least 300 yards throwing. Two total touchdowns.
All right. I like it.
If one can come on a rushing or throwing, or he can have two throwing or two rushing, but two total touchdowns from Kenny Pickett. I don't think he had a 300-yard game so far this season. He will get one. And you know why he's going to get one? Because I'm going to be in attendance. I'm going to be in attendance.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The rabbit foot is going to be there. The rabbit foot is going to be there. 29-20 is my prediction. Let's stay tuned. You got a few days to figure out how janky I am, because – boy, if I'm janky, just tell Mr. Ruin to keep me up there for the rest of the season. We'll work everything out. Bad people.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before I let you go, around the league, there's a lot of news going on and everything surfacing. What are your thoughts on the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce relationship, the boo ship they got going on? The boo ship.
The boo ship.
Yeah, they're a couple. They're together.
I mean they're adults.
Do you think it's real? Some people think it's fake. Some people think it's for pub.
I mean, for who though?
I don't know. They think it's the league is putting together because, you know, with her being in attendance, you know, it's been more viewership, you know, from her fans and females and things like that. It's, you know how people have these conspiracies.
You know, it's always going to be speculations of something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. And honestly, I really don't care. It is what it is. They're adults. If they're dating, they're dating. I mean, I think it does get, you know, a little bit, you know, out of proportion, you know, how much they show on the game, but it is what it is. You know, the league is going to, you know, position themselves to get more viewers.
And get more money.
Any way possible. So, I can care less, honestly.
Yeah, I can care less. It doesn't bother me. They show her a lot in the suite, you know. I guess her and Pat Mahomes' wife, they got a handshake and a hip bump. They done worked, you know, it'd be the celebrations that they showed that. Like, I like, man, they got a little whole hand. They got quite a few different handshakes for celebrations and a hip bump. They living up. But one thing, the numbers, we showed this on CBS because CBS did broadcast Kansas City. And who did they play yesterday? The Chargers, right?
Chargers.
They broadcast that. The numbers don't lie, Pat P. So when she has,
I saw that too.
Yeah, he been balling. You know how I do.
Averaging 108.
Averaging
47 when she not there.
Yeah. So she.
It might be a real thing.
She got a little bracelet, a little love bracelet and everything.
Might be a real thing.
Yeah, so shots out to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Y'all keep
doing it. At the end of the day, why do we care if it's a real thing?
I don't care.
I'm just saying, society. Like, why do we care if it's a real thing?
People are just bored. I don't know. Who cares? You know, so let them live their life.
Yeah,
let
they're doing Kelce
do what he's been doing. And you know, it's not a big deal for us until we had to play them. And we don't play them unless it's in postseason. Then that's when you focus on Travis Kelce. But for us, I don't care. They ain't bothering nobody. Ain't caused no issue. Enjoying him. He enjoying her. It ain't affecting his game.
The league is enjoying them.
The league is loving it. You already know. If they can get Kansas City in the Super Bowl and have her there.
Huh? Hey, listen. They might try to find a way to put up there with my boy Usher Raymond.
Man, no question. You know they've been getting some good calls in their favor too, so we ain't going to talk about that, but that's a whole other topic of discussion. They've been getting some good calls, boy, to help them, you know, be in position to get some wins. All right, but before we let you go, in other news too, I don't know if you guys follow Pat P on social media, Instagram. He's a great follow, by the way. A great follow. I mean, good guy. You know, good guy. You know, he's always, motivative individual, you know, motivating people. And I was getting ready for work, and I checked my guy out, and I looked. I said, "Dang, what's going on?" So long story short, I saw my guy taking a bath, taking a shower.
First of all, I wasn't taking no shower, man. I was outside. If a shower is in your bathroom, that's a shower, first of all.
But you weren't taking no shower?
Go ahead.
And then I heard the music, the theme music. You know, it was kind of like, you know, sensual a little bit. You know, it was you were lavending yourself up real decent with the water. You know, you had your tats out. Mm-hmm. I said, well, dang. I had to check the profile. I said, whose profile I'm looking at at first. But what's going on, Pat P? What song was that? Usher? Whose song was that?
That was Drake.
That was Drake. It was a slow song.
It was first of all, it was the outro of the Pound Cake song.
Oh, Pound Cake. Okay.
Second of all,
Drake.
It was a soap that has like Epsom salt. It has like some muscle relaxer and stuff like that.
Is it a good product? You believe in
that? Not my first time using it.
How you feel? How your skin felt? You felt soft?
It felt pretty decent.
Oh.
Yeah.
It looked like you was in the shower, though. It looked like you were taking a shower.
Man, if you look at it, I was outside. I was in an outdoor shower. I just got out of the ocean. I mean, actually, I was in my bye week. Outside.
That's fresh.
Just fresh out the ocean with the wife. You know, actually, if you go look at the my Instagram, you see my wife with the picture on the hammock. We just got out of the ocean from that picture.
And that's when you laughing.
I got it so pure. Let me. I'm reading the things like, got Epsom salt, da 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 da, muscle relaxer. I was like, let me try this real quick because they sent it to me, you know, to try it out. So let me try it out. How else I'm gonna put lotion? How else I'm gonna try it? So you tell me, you got a better way?
No, I ain't figured that one out, Pat P.
Exactly. And the crazy thing about it, people just. Yeah, I ain't even gonna talk about that.
Hey,
because people funny.
Oh, you already know. Hey, but whatever you gotta do to get your skin to feel how you need to feel.
Yeah, that's all right.
Send me a bar of soap. Let me see how.
I seen your bar of soap.
Oh, and by the way, listeners and viewers, Pat P did pay up on his bet. I got my boss 2 cases.
You said I did.
I said, you did. No, I'm letting know you.
I thought you were like, come on.
No, man. You paid up. Good false water. I appreciate that, Pat P. We won't see y'all in the playoffs, so I won't get no more false water from y'all. We won't see y'all in the playoffs because y'all not going.
What you mean?
LSU not going.
And it's like 12 teams available.
That's next year.
Oh.
Ain't
going this year.
Now, y'all ain't going there. But you did pay up on the water. If you want to send me some soap so I can let everybody know if it feels good on my skin.
Yeah, I got you, man.
I'm
somebody said, how's that helping you with coverage?
But you know they be reckless in the comment section. You know that. You know they be reckless in the comments section.
That was funny. Those are people just, I don't like calling people like just stupid, but people are, some people are just stupid, man.
Some people are insensitive, and some people think that they live a perfect life, whatever it is they do. Like, come on, man. You can't read the comments. They got to let their frustration out like that. I tell people, I thought it was funny. Fans must understand, you would never be more invested than the actual players that are playing.
Right.
You would never be more invested. I'm a current player, but I would never be more invested than you. Because you playing.
Right.
You go through all the prep, all the film study, mentally and physically, that battle. I would never be more invested. And some fans feel like they're more invested in the game than the guys that are actually playing. And I understand sometimes you might get frustrated about what you see or what ain't happening. But just understand, no one ain't attacking you when you go to your 9-to-5 and you screwing up. like what we talk about. You know what I mean? And then everybody say, well, you get paid millions and bucks to go out here and do it. Yeah, but we're not perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
We'd never be perfect. How many times I go sometimes and I might quote off a wrong stat for an individual, or I might say something wrong about Tennessee, a volunteer player or something like that. It happens every now and then. That's. But the goal is to win more than you lose. You never be in the red. So, but you already know, when I saw you laughing up, I said, huh? I said, is this Usher? I got to go back and listen to the song. I thought that was Usher.
That's if you go back and listen to it, that's Drake Pound Cake when he was
I know the Pound Cake. Yeah, the old pound cake.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a good song too, by the way. But yeah, send me some soap so
that's
I can
a
see
fire how. Fire song.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen to the. I know you heard it, but listeners and viewers, listen to what he's talking about in that song.
You know, I listen to lyrics, man. You know, I just wish he would have gave us more rap on the newest album. I wish I could have got a little more rap.
Yeah.
But don't worry.
I wish we could have. We all wish we could have got a little bit more, you know, rapping Drake. But it is what it is. It was still a decent project. It wasn't like it was, you know, a garbage project or anything like that.
No question. Good product. But hey, Pat P, appreciate you. And I'll tell you this much: if you want to laven yourself up and it brings in the win, because last night you did that, it came out. If you want to keep, if that's part of the winning streak, to keep doing it.
Hey man, I lather myself up every night, every morning, every after practice. I'm always lathering myself up, coach. I gotta stay clean, baby.
Yeah, no question.
Hey, got to stay.
You gotta clean. Do what makes you happy, man. And you send me a bar of soap, and I'm gonna do a review too. I ain't doing a video, hey. But I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna do a verbal review. I'm gonna do a verbal review. 29-20. Pittsburgh Steelers over the Jacksonville Jaguars this Sunday. I will be in attendance at the game. And don't forget Saturday, autograph signing. TSEshop.com for pre-sale opportunities. Patrick Peterson, Cole Holcomb, and myself will be there in attendance starting at 2 p.m. Beat us there. Don't meet us there. Beat us there. We see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.